In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Nowadays, it seems that people are easily offended, are ready to be offended, even eager to find offense somewhere. And there are various groups are always being offended about something or another. And there are even professional offense specialists eager to cry out in protest, declaring their offendedness with the goal of silencing and punishing the offenders. People who are easily offended are very defensive. As a boy, I was told that I had a sensitive nature, that I was sensitive. The question to be asked is, what was that, a virtue or not? In retrospect, it was not so much. My sensitivity was self-directed, self-comforting, and mostly self-pitying, if not whining. I was easily offended until my father would say, "Do you want something to cry about? Really?" I could feel the tears like sucking back into my eyes. Breathe everything back in. So this sensitivity was not something to grow up with, but to grow out of. And not sure that I have yet. You can ask the parish council. Anyway, but a truly sensitive soul, is sensitive to other people's sufferings, not so much their own. And let's look at the man in this morning's gospel. As a servant of the king, he owed the king 10,000 talents, an astronomical sum of money. Commentators translate it based on yearly taxation figures in that society to being something equivalent to like $12 million in our money, which is even a good bit of money today, unless you're the government. But he owed so much. He obviously didn't care about his obligation, his debt to another person, even though it was the king. He only cared when it was about to cost him great pain and trouble, to be sold into slavery and to lose everything in life. Then he cared. So after falling down before the king and begging mercy, he goes out and demands payment of a fellow servant who owes him a very small sum, 100 pence, and even takes the guy by the throat demanding his payment. Crying like a baby for his own pain, but indifferent to the hurt he caused others. Sensitive to himself, not to anyone else's plight. Brothers and sisters, those who are easily offended have such a high self-opinion that they think and assume and say to themselves, everybody should like me. Everybody should agree with me. Nobody should offend me. Such sensitivity is based in false pride and vanity. When one is easily disturbed and can't stomach the least bit of criticism, even when it's well-intentioned, such sensitivity is not healthy. To be so thin-skinned is not a virtue. It is far from the Spirit of Christ. Thin skin means a thick soul. A thick soul, insensitive to God, but sensitive to self. As Christians, as people called to serve and follow Jesus Christ, we need thicker skin. Thick skin, but a sensitive soul. Aware of God, sensitive to God, to have the attitude as stated in Psalm 118, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And similarly in Psalm 56, "In God have I put my trust, I will not be afraid what man can do to me." To have thick skin about one's dignity is to have a sensitive soul, sensitive to the fact of one's own sins and shortcomings. Why is it that genuinely spiritual people be quick to forgive? Because they've looked at themselves in the mirror, honesty, and they've taken stock, and they've weighed their own debt to see what they owe before God. And they keep that ever in before them. The man in the gospel forgot what he owed. And when we are quick to be offended, it's because we have not noticed what an offense we are to God. We have not noticed our debt piling up. And we have not noticed the pain of others. St. John of Kronstadt said, "In looking upon the faces of others, I see my own face. For we are all as one, created by God from one single man, from the same blood, and all equally after the image of God. And therefore we must look upon all purely, unsuspiciously, not cunningly, not avariciously, but with pure godly love." We have a prayer list in the community at the altar and in the email so that we think about others, so that we think about the suffering of others and to pray for them. And we should each have a prayer list of people we pray for as an essential part of our own prayer rule. So that when I stand before God, when I stand before God, it's not just for myself, I represent others. Interceding and fulfilling my royal priesthood on behalf of other people that I care about. And then I go that step further and I try and pray for my enemies. A hallmark of the Christian spirit. That which exactly sets Christianity apart from religions. Following the lead of our Lord Jesus. St. Maximus the Confessor said, "But I say to you, the Lord says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute you." And St. Maximus asks, why did he command these things? That we should love our enemies and do good to those that hate us, pray for those who persecute us. He says, so that God might free you from hatred, sadness, anger, and grudges, and might grant you the greatest possession of all, perfect love, which is impossible to possess except by the one who loves all people equally in imitation of God. So to be offended is to be burdened with hatred, sadness, anger, to be burdened with grudges. Again, St. Maximus says, "He who loves God lives an angel's life on earth, fasting and being vigilant, praising God and praying, having kind thoughts about every human being, having good thoughts about others." The man in today's gospel had very few good thoughts. In a story from the Desert Fathers, we hear about a brother who was offended by his friend. And he went to reconcile with a friend, and the friend refused to open the door to him, ran him off, as we say in the South. And so that brother that was ran off went and complained to his spiritual father and said to him, that I went to my friend and he wouldn't receive me. I wanted to be reconciled. And the spiritual father said to him, going to your friend to be reconciled, all along the way, you condemned him in your thoughts and justified yourself. He said, I counsel you, even though your friend sinned against you, establish the thought in yourself that you have sinned against him, and in this manner go to him, and in your thoughts justify him and condemn yourself. So the brother listened, and so he did that. And what happened? Just as the brother approached the house of his friend, the friend opened wide the door, ran up to him, and embraced the offended brother and made peace with him. What do we say to God in Psalm 51? Behold, thou desirest his truth in the inward being, therefore teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Brothers and sisters, right thinking at the depth of our being, right thinking about ourselves is crucial. Otherwise, we'll think too highly and always be offended at something. And parents have a key responsibility in this. The elder Porphyrius has said from today's bulletin, he said, children are not edified by constant praise. They become self-centered and vain. In all their lives, they will want everyone to be praising them constantly, even if they are being told lies. He says, unfortunately, nowadays, all people have learned to tell lies, and conceited people accept those lies as their daily sustenance. In other words, people are going around flattering each other, and people look for it and seek that flattering. The elder says, God does not want this. God wants truth. Unfortunately, not all people understand this, and they do the very opposite. The elder continues, when you praise children constantly and indiscriminately, they fall prey to the temptations of the evil one. He sets the mill of egotism in motion, and accustomed as they are to praise from their parents and teachers, they make progress at school perhaps, but what is the gain? Because in life, he says, they will be egotists and not Christians. Egotists, he says, can never be Christians. Egotists desire to be praised constantly by everyone, and for everyone to love them, and for everyone to speak well of them. And this is something that our God, our church, and our Christ do not want. And those taught to desire constant praise cannot tolerate a moment of criticism, and therefore are spiritually crippled like the man in today's gospel. Again, brothers and sisters, we need thick skin and a sensitive soul. Thick-skinned people don't just take things on a fleshly level. When hurt and slighted and insulted even, they try and take it as an instruction or as a testing. God looks down from heaven to see if there are any that does good. The thick-skinned people, their soul is sensitive to what God is doing, even through the poking and prodding by others, as God permits. The goal is to think and feel by operating in and through Christ. Allow him to test and to shape and train us, even by the hands of others. Not to be offended, but to see for us what God has intended. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.